DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Alhamdulillah.
Be back with another episode.
Let's get into the tea, sweetheart. How you keep
forgetting? You're never gonna let me change this. Like, no. I'm stuck with this for life. I cannot
this
change.
This is the introduction.
That was my personality when we first started this podcast. But now I'm different. I'm a different person. I can make it say things.
No, we can't confuse our
we're not
our,
confusing
our family.
Them. They're this here. Is, they know who we are.
No,
already.
No. You can't confuse the family. You gotta keep it the way we had it. We can't just switch up now. You get, we've been doing this for how many episodes, love? You know? We've been at it for like almost how many episodes at this point? How many episodes we have?
Why are you asking me? Aren't you part of the production team?
Yeah, but we had it for like, I think like about 25 episodes or so at this point. And you still can't.
Let me tell you, why don't you know how much episodes it is?
Okay, I'll go look at it.
Explore yourself. Why don't you know?
No, I'll go look.
Because you don't upload anything.
No. She always got to say something. But anyways, it's like 25. How much then? If I don't know, what is it? How much? Since you know, miss.
It's a secret.
You don't know. It's
know.
25 to 30
episodes.
Okay.
I upload the episodes.
Well, at the end of the day, we've been doing this for like how many years? Right?
Hey,
2-3 years.
Two, three years.
2 years.
Not 2-3 years.
2 years, at least.
We didn't, when we started this while I was on maternity leave with Muhammad. Muhammad's not even 2 yet. So what are you talking about, my brother?
Binta somebody.
Yeah.
It was before Ba.
All right. Now
let's go back to the old episodes, love.
I'll search up the first episode.
Go ahead and search it up.
Give us a second. No, you about to cry. You talking about she's a mother.
I'm not going to cry because I know I'm telling the facts.
And listen, you go through this a lot. Listen to me.
I know it was
I want you to listen to me before we figure this out.
Huh?
She's
looking at it right now.
Where you,
Look at it. She's looking. Come on.
The oldest.
The oldest episode.
5/19/24. When was Muhammad born? March 2024.
Damn.
Like, come on, mother.
So it's almost, well, I said about 2 years.
I was about to say,
exactly.
You go through this a lot, and I think you're discovering it more, even though it's taking you almost 5 years and you're still working on it. That you need to listen to your wife, because whenever you don't listen to your wife,
things go wrong. But, anyways,
exactly. Like, come
at
on,
the end
bro.
Of the day, I'm going to prove my point here. The fact of the matter is, you still can't remember the intro.
I know the intro. I want to change it. You're not letting me change
it.
Can I tell you something?
We met
in 2020. And can I tell you, I'm not that person you met in 2020. I change every year.
Same here.
Okay, so.
Who's the same guy?
I give you room for change. Why can't you give me room for change?
No, I give you room to add on.
No,
it was already
change.
Great. No, babe, the intro was already great. You didn't. All it needs was a little bit of addition you could do, but
I don't
want
to do that.
Well, we're gonna redo this intro.
Season 3, we're gonna make a new intro, shall we?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. We need you guys to put in the comments what do
There's
you,
no comments.
There's no comments.
I made the review.
There is review
Brother.
Or a review about the intro because this is very
you wanna
important
change
to me.
That?
Right here.
Do you want to? Okay, here we go with the dramatics. Relax. Anyways, we'll decide season three. Anyways, we're back with another episode. Alhamdulillah. We hope you guys have been listening and tuning in and, you know, enjoying our conversations.
Yep.
Alhamdulillah.
And inshallah, today what we want to talk about is get your popcorns ready, because it's going to be very, very serious. So me and my wife were just discussing one time where we were saying, who do you feel benefits more from a marriage? A brother or a sister? As you know, I said, I feel as though a sister benefits more than a brother.
And honestly, I hate this conversation, because why does it always have to be woman against men?
It's not a woman against man thing.
I let you talk and I talk. All
right.
Thank you.
Okay.
I feel like in a marriage, one day, one person is given more. One day, another person is given more. Maybe it's 1 month, the other person is given more. Like, I feel like always in a marriage, there's always sacrifices. Someone is always going to be sacrificing more. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's never like, I don't think there's an exact answer to say, okay, women or men are always, you know, getting out of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might get a lot out of it for 1 year, but you might also get out of it for another year. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's not going to be a balance until we die.
I think the question, it passed by your head. I said, who gains more from a marriage? A brother or a sister?
So let me rephrase for you, because, honey. Let me rephrase for you, honey. Like I said, I used the wrong term, but, you know, if you someone who listens and, you know, can translate, I'm saying I might gain more in one relationship, 1 year. You might gain more, you know, in another year or in the next 5 years. But there's always going to be ups and downs. You can't say, like, cut, like, this men are always, no matter what, like, I feel like it also differs relationship to relationship. You can't say all marriages women gain more. All marriages men gain more. No, everybody's relationship is different.
Okay, do you want to hear my points of why I say a sister gains more than a brother? Because
I think, are you a misogynistic person?
Astaghfirullah wa atubu
ilayk. Because why? Well, how about that you have, are you against women?
I'm not against.
Let me search a misogynistic before I use that.
Yeah, please. You see?
Okay, go,
you see,
go,
she's
go,
just
go.
Using words she don't even know the meaning to.
It's like someone who's against women, I think.
I'm not against women.
Attributes, behavior, system showing hatred. That's what I'm saying.
I have hate to, babe, I married you. You're a woman.
Yeah, but every.
How am I a misogynist? Like I'm not against women. I just want to keep it a buck.
You want women to know that you are wasting my time because I got married. I don't have nothing because I got married. She put words in my mouth. Brothers,
y'all see this, right? When the sister knows that what you're about to say is about a hit on a different level, tries to make excuses, calling you a misogynistic guy. Because she knows what I'm about to say is facts. I got receipts. Something.
No, I would love to hear your point. I can't. I'm going to take a step back and let you talk. But the proof that I got is from the Sunnah. The Sunnah.
Okay, ladies first. Go ahead.
I'm going to step back. I'm going to hear
you ladies first, because I'm a misogynist guy. Right?
Babe,
so I'm going to show you. I'm a gentleman.
This is your topic. You should say anything. I'm going to write down all your points so I can refute all of them.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. I honestly feel as though sisters gain more from a marriage than brothers. Why do I say this?
Hold on. Let me get my notes open real quick.
You really about to write it down? She's really about to write it down.
I don't like this, you know?
No. First off, I'm not trying to offend anybody or start any problems in anybody's marriage. I want you guys to understand this. This is just regular combo.
I'm about to die, damn.
Good, because Allah, you see Allah?
I'm my iPad, you bugs.
Okay, but I need you guys to understand, this is not to attack anybody. It's just regular combo between husband and wife.
Hey, sisters, I got us. Sisters, don't worry, sisters.
It's just a debate.
We leaving here with a W.
This is not a competition, my love. It's just an honest conversation.
Do you know who you married? Like, hello.
Okay, you feel as though it's a competition.
It's not a competition, but I'm going to make my point known.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's go. Come on. And that's what we want. We want to both hear from both perspectives.
Brother, are you going
to
go? You're still stalling.
Yes. I'm not stalling. It's just you got your notes. I'm waiting for you to put your notes out, because I'm ready for this
battle. My notes is right here.
Okay, write it down.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I honestly feel as though sisters gain more from a marriage than brothers. Why do I say this?
Point one.
As a man, it's your job to take care of everything financially.
Okay. Right? Wait, I feel like we should go like you say, then I refute. So it's not too much, you know? All right. So when you're done with that point, let me know.
Okay. On point one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I feel as though it is, as a man, it's our job to pay for. Oh, subhanAllah, my chest. Yeah. Should I be talking about this? My chest. I just feel a heartburn.
Keep going. Keep going. If you're not meant to say, you're about to die right now.
You're looking at me too hard. That's why. But as a man, you have to pay for all of the bills. You have to pay for everything. You have to clothe her. You have to feed her. Your money is your money. It's not yours only.
Right.
Whereas in a sister, no. So that's why I say sisters gain more in that regard.
Okay.
That's point one. I mean,
so my question is, do you have a problem with doing that?
No, that's, babe. Nah, babe, I have no problem because this is what Allah.
Why are you being defensive? Okay.
Right? Because this is our place.
This is what God told you guys to do.
This is what Allah told us to do, which I am, alhamdulillah, accepting. So, but that does not mean that more or not. Okay.
Can I say something? Hello?
Go ahead.
So, in order for us to be equal, I would have to, like, an example, I would have to be working and, you know, putting money for the bills and, you know, providing clothes for my, like, is that what you're saying? In order for us to be equal?
Huh?
In order for us, for you, for both of us to win in this financial situation, I will also have to contribute. Is that what you're saying?
This has nothing to do with equality.
No, this. Hear my point out.
Go ahead.
Right? In order for this to be equal, I would also have to contribute, right?
Contribute.
Financially, yes, right?
Not financially. You have your other ways of contribution.
No, but listen to me. And no, I want you to get one step at a time, my brother. One step at a time. I would also have to contribute, right?
Okay, yes. Not money-wise.
No, listen to me. But I'm saying the financial aspect.
Babe, you have to understand. I'm not going to go against Islam.
You're not listening to me. What I'm trying to say is you think I'm gaining right now because all your money is being used.
La ilaha illallah. I'm not talking about you. I'm saying in general, love.
Babe, next point. Because you don't know how to have a conversation.
No, like, no. You said. I'm not saying me specifically.
I'm just saying woman.
You.
Sisters. I'm saying me, okay, whatever. Me, sisters, I'm a sister, right?
Okay, go ahead, yes. I want you to make your point. Go ahead.
Right? Continue. I would have to contribute, right?
Yes, go ahead, yes.
I would have to work full-time.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. You don't have to work.
Okay, so I'm gonna give a check to you guys. I'm going to just leave it there. I'm going to give you a check for the financial part, so you won that part.
We are champions.
You don't even know, bro.
You want to eat me up on the financial part?
No, or the other. Say something next. What's next?
Second,
financial. You guys want,
as always, we win everything, brothers. Right? A lot of the time,
don't repeat the same stuff.
I'm talking about in general, like the population. Not, you know what I'm saying.
Talk about Islam. Okay. We Muslim. I'm not talking about no kuffar stuff.
You're right, but I'm saying in general.
Islam, and I know what I follow the Sharia. I don't know what you're talking about.
So. Damn, that part is going to be a little bit.
Yeah, how now, you going to compare something you don't even did?
It was in general. I was just saying in general.
Oh, no.
Not only Muslims listen to this. There's some Christian brothers and sisters that also listen
I know
to
that,
this.
But that don't apply to me and my religion. Like, you're not about to tell me
in
that.
In general.
You're not about to tell me about having kids out of a marriage. That doesn't apply to me.
Okay.
My religion told me to do that. All right.
A lot of the time.
Not saying like we're not acknowledging the other marriages like Christian or Catholic. No, but I can't defend those. I'm not in that.
You're right. So who looks forward to a marriage more? A brother or a sister?
It should be both of you guys. Because why the hell are you not looking up to a marriage? Why would you get married if you're not looking forward to it?
I said more. Like who really, really like.
It should be on the day you get married, you were not happy. You were so happy people told you to stop smiling.
Hey, Bint, I'm not talking about me. Allahu Akbar. I was always.
I think
you know
honestly,
what I mean?
can I give you.
No, wait.
I think honestly is the man because you. And like, think about like our culture. When you go, say in Africa, you get married, right? You stay in your house. The man stays in his house. He has his kids in his house. Nothing changes for him. The woman is so sad that she's leaving her village. She's leaving everyone that she knew. She about to go start cooking for you and your family and start, you know, it's not like nothing for you changes. Everything for her changes.
Damn.
She's about to have kids in a house that she'd never been. She's going to have to make new friends, new relationship. Everything changes for her.
Okay, that one, you see, that argument would have worked if we added the.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Okay, the Christian brothers and sisters, because in their situation, it's mainly the sisters that look for it. All right?
That doesn't apply to me.
So okay.
I don't know what that got to do with me.
Okay, so.
But why are you saying, why? And I want to hear what you say. Why are they looking forward to it?
A lot of the time in their culture or in the culture is that the sisters look forward to marriage. When the guy, let's say, for example, and this is not allowed in Islam, just to make it clear, but in their culture and religion,
which
or whatever,
I don't think,
they date, right? So the guy would be satisfied with just dating, but then the sister would want marriage majority of the time.
Maybe for stability.
Babe.
Like, I'm about to be, say for example, like we're not Muslim, I'm not about to be dating you for 20 years and then you leave me. When you marry, there's a little bit more like stability, there's a little bit more commitment. Imagine I date you for 20 years and you decide to leave me. There's nothing I could do about that.
Okay.
So that's a waste of my time though. Uh-huh. When you marry, you're going to think about, oh, I'm about to pay for this divorce. I have kids with this person. But when you're dating someone, you could just leave them. That's it.
Okay.
Not everybody does child support. Let me let you know that.
Because that's what you see.
What I'm saying is not everybody does child support.
Uh-huh.
And even if you do child support, okay, you're dating, that's only child support, okay, but you don't have to split your thing. I don't even want to talk about that because my religion don't even agree with that.
Yes, we don't agree with the dating stuff, but it was just I just wanted to say.
All right, so I want the new life part.
Mm-hmm. You want the what?
The life changing, who looks forward to it more and stuff like that. Women I think it's more of like a life changing thing more for women than it is for men.
I never said life changing. I just said who looks forward to it.
Yeah, but all that considers like your life changing after you get married. So you have to consider
that. No, that's
all
why
that.
I said damn. I ain't all gonna right. lie.
So what's
I'll
your
give
next
you that.
Point?
My next point. Mm-hmm. All right. When we get a divorce. Not stuff for life. Hey, let me not say when.
Say the Islamic thing.
Even nowadays, even the ones who's Muslims are doing what the...
Babe.
Wallahi.
Listen to me.
Babe, I'm talking about in our culture.
I need you to listen to me.
Yeah, Allah. Go ahead.
Islam is not about... Let me be very clear what Islam runs on. You do the right thing when nobody else does the right thing. So don't tell me what people in my culture are doing, because if Allah was to put that in my tablet... That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what Allah commanded me to do. So say what we do. Say the rules and regulations. Be fair on that. Don't say what people do now.
So then there's no argument then.
Babe, say what you got to say.
No, because if we go by Islam, everything is perfected in Islam. That's why the whole concept of this is what's going on.
You ate with that. You ate with that. All right, so go. We can hear you out, brother. We can hear you out. Go.
Thank you. Please. Mm-hmm.
Islam is perfect.
Islam is perfect. If you go by Islam, there's no problem.
All right, go.
In the marriage or anything.
Brother, go.
Okay.
But say stuff that's like Muslim people do, though.
Yes. Okay. That's what I'm talking
about. Brother, go.
Even with the whole matter of the dating thing, that's also there's some Muslim brothers and sisters that do that.
I feel like that's real. I feel like that's 5%. No, not the dating part, but like the kids while dating, stuff like that.
Babe, you will be surprised.
I think that's 5%, though. I don't think a lot of people do that. People might date. I'm not saying they don't date, but a lot of people don't have kids.
I never said anything about kids.
That's what I'm saying.
I said, no, babe, you see, you jump in the gun, love. You jump. I'm about to bunt out. And then hop.
That's why I love Islam, because a lot of this is avoided if you follow Islam.
Islam. Okay, that's what I'm saying. But we're talking about society today.
All right, we already skipped the new life. Go to the divorce part.
No, because now we could go back to it. Because
babe, no. Okay. But you're not talking about the new life. You were talking about kufar. You was not talking about Muslim.
I was talking about in general. That's why I said the general concept.
Like you said, with the divorce, you're going to talk about what people do in our community.
Okay, the divorce.
Now
people try to put well, that's with a kid, though. The whole child support thing. Who loses? A lot of the time, the sister always wins that battle, no matter what.
I mean, is she the primary caregiver?
Babe, the husband could be taking care of the child, but because of hatred and because of jealousy. No, seriously.
Did you go through this before?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
I'm asking
you. Don't do that. don't do that.
No, but answer my question.
No.
Is she okay? Finish up. I'll cut you off. Yeah.
Yes. You take your notes, sweetheart. You take your lovely notes, okay? Mm-hmm. But because of the jealousy and seeing, she don't want to see him happy without him, what they do.
What?
I mean, without him, astaghfirullah, I said without him. She don't want to see, yes, there's some sisters like that. They don't want to see the guy happy without her.
Babe, can you go so I can talk?
That is a lot. Even guys, there's guys like that too.
Say your point and I will contradict.
Okay. You said so, you cut. You don't want to
let me think inside my head.
Okay. So, like I said, even like if she sees him happy without her, that becomes a thing where she try to ruin his life.
Is that
if he leaves her?
Are you done?
Divorce her.
Okay.
And then who loses in that situation? The brother loses.
Are you done?
Because he loses his money. He loses his child. If Allah don't help him. Huh?
Are you done or no?
And then she go ruin his name all around town. City of New York City.
Like men don't gossip. Men are the biggest gossipers now.
We're not talking about no gossipers. No, love. You're not gonna
babe, are you done? Because you're not about to be like talking for 50 hours on the same point. No. You're still on the child support
until
thing,
my phone dies because I do not even want you to win another round.
Come on, babe.
No, but seriously. Okay, done? I'm done.
All right. I'm done. So first I would like to address the divorce. Me and the people I hang around and most women that I know, when they get a divorce, it's not like this is something that happened overnight. I'm saying the people I know, I can only talk from experience.
Yes.
They thugged it out and work out.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, Allah give us the option to get a divorce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to the kids, the child support part, to your knowledge, to be very honest with you, you know, I work in the family court.
Okay.
And child support is usually approved for the person who is not the primary caregiver.
No, not nowadays society, love.
Brother.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm telling you the law.
And I'm telling you what
can
I
you
know.
Can you not? I let you talk.
Yep, you're right. Go ahead.
Whoever's not the I'm not saying this. You could be a great father, take care of your kid, but you're not the primary caregiver.
When you say primary care, whatever you just said.
Okay, see, now you're getting rude.
No.
You're getting mad.
I really don't know.
Now you're saying whatever.
Primary caretaker.
Caregiver, caretaker.
Okay, primary caretaker.
You want me to explain that for you, my love?
Yes, that's what I need.
Me and you, who's the primary caregiver?
Both of us.
Okay, so that's not true.
I'm going to hang up this episode. Don't play with me, sweetheart.
Seriously, babe, who's the primary caregiver?
We both take care of Bob.
Babe, you're not understanding, my love. Should I pull out the dictionary meaning?
What does it mean? Take care of the kid. We're both taking care of the kid.
Who does it more? Who spends more time with this child?
Who
supports the child more? It doesn't have to be financially, emotionally, mentally. Babe, can you honestly say you're with Muhammad more than I am?
I'm not going to say we're both working people, though. You're not with him as much, too, either. when you don't go to work, babe. You're more
babe, listen. You're about to get flamed, but you're not about to sit here and act like I'm not with my son. Let me tell you something right now.
She's just trying to do that with
the only time you're with your son is after you clock out Monday through Friday.
And then Saturday.
I'm here. Let's forget about that, babe. Before the child even gets to this age that Muhammad is at, who is the child solely dependent on?
You.
Exactly. That's the primary caregiver. Okay. I need you to understand that.
Okay.
Now he's grown up. Now you can take more on and stuff like that. But remember, without the mom for the first almost one and something months, you can't do nothing for that child. You could breastfeed? You breastfeed? And you even know, boy or girl, babe, know no matter what child, they more clingy to the mom.
Yes, that's true.
Right?
But when you say primary caretaker,
I'm not saying that dad is not taking care of their child. That dad could be doing everything for their child, but you are still not you are at your job 5 days out the week.
Okay.
Okay, and
putting food on the table.
Good for you. That's what you should do, babe. But let's be real.
So that's taking care of the kid and the mom.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
You're not getting
it. He still don't get the primary. You agreed, but you're going backwards. You still don't get primary caregiver. Babe, I want you to be honest. I want you to be honest with me right now.
Go ahead.
Alhamdulillah, Muhammad is doing good. He's independent in ways, you know, that are good for him now. You know, we can trust him to do stuff on his own. Or, you know, you can do more for him. But all this is taught through who?
Through you.
Okay, that's number one. I'm not saying like dads, like there are amazing dads who are like, you know, they do everything for their child, they step up for their child, they're there for their child, but what is, forget about what I had to say. What does the Quran say? Ummi, 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 then abi.
Billahi, Quran can I
mean, hadith, sorry. Sorry, hadith. But listen to me.
Ummi, 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 Quran.
Okay, now you're laughing, man, because you know you're wrong.
No, sorry, go ahead.
Are you laughing because I made a mistake?
No, sorry.
Because we could really sit here and I could really, really, really tell about the mistakes you made. But do you, like you can never, a father can never replace a mom.
Yeah, that's one.
Never, ever. No, even never. Me and you, we think about our mom and dad. Who's there for you the most, bro? Mom.
It's different between me and Muhammad, though. Okay. I'll give you that.
So what you trying to say? I'm not.
No.
You trying to compare me to your mom?
Binta, I'm not.
You just said it's different for me. And, so what you trying to say? Your dad wasn't there for you. Babe, I'm not saying
you
that.
You know how I
my dad was an amazing dad too. Babe, I tell you about my dad every day. My mom ain't take me to no appointments, but my dad did.
Uh-huh.
My dad was there for my school report cards, but still,
yep.
I was not saying he took the pace of my mom.
You can't. He can't. Nobody knows.
That's what I want you to understand. Forget about if you. I'm not saying that you have to understand. Not every relationship, the mom is the primary caregiver. Let me make that correct. But most of the time.
So what is this primary caregiver? Because you're making it seem like primary means you, the mom.
If the mom pause passes away, who's the primary caregiver then? The dad becomes the primary caregiver. If the mom is like on drugs or something, who becomes the dad? Because she's unable to do it. Or, you know, it might just happen like there are stay-at-home dads.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And they become the primary caregiver. Like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So okay. The one who's more in the child's life
right.
is the primary caregiver. Right.
And let me tell you something, babe. What is your son's doctor name?
Huh?
Your son's doctor's name. What's his name?
It's a her.
Okay. What's her name?
Like it's Dr.
That's not the name. Let me ask you.
I know the lady though. I know the doctor.
Of course, because you've seen her.
I've been to her. So I'll make it seem like I just don't know the lady's name. Because you if know her, she was your doctor.
If there is an emergency, they ask for your son's doctor name. What are you going to say? Let me call my wife.
No, I'm not. I got the yellow card and I'll see the name on it.
Where's the yellow card, babe?
Baby. Come on, Kana.
Babe, where's the yellow card?
It's in that green thingy.
All right, good for you. You know what
the
stuff is about.
Yeah.
I know this.
No, hold up. Give me my props. Say it.
Good for you. You know where's the yellow card, but you don't know your son's doctor's name.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You don't know your son's doctor's name.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You don't know your son's doctor's name. Next question, babe.
No.
For the first year of Muhammad's life, what type of milk was he drinking?
What?
For the first year of Muhammad's life,
uh-huh.
other than breast milk, what other milk?
Infamil.
What type of infamil?
The regular one.
Okay, you know that? You said regular, can you guess? Lower your voice, bro. Come on.
Subhanallah. Yeah. Yo, hold on. She's trying to play with them on them. I told you, I'm a caregiver.
All right, but anyways.
I was taking care of the kid.
You know... Baby, I told you to go buy his food, his cream of wheat today. You better go cream of wheat.
Don't do that, bro.
But what I'm saying, you
she
get,
don't
you get what
accept
I'm saying.
That. So I'm,
when it comes
I'm
to
on
the
it.
Kids, when it comes to the child support and things like that, I feel like if everything is done the way it's supposed to be, I think it should be the I don't agree with the child support. What I'm saying, I feel like I agree with the Sharia and what the Sharia says about what happens to kids after you get a divorce. But what I'm saying based on child support, because we live in the West, I think the person that is not the primary caregiver, whether that's the father or the mom, is the person that should pay. If I'm with the child most of the time taking care of, and this is how it happens during divorce, babe.
Mm-hmm.
The child ends up staying with the mom, right on.
Mm-hmm.
So why should I pay child support if the child is with me?
Babe,
I need the support. You're not there. You're not there physically. The least you could do is give us the money. You don't think that, babe?
I don't feel that's the
case. So what do you think should happen?
I feel as though, depending on how the guy is he always taking care of the kid? Is he providing mm-hmm. for his child? Mm-hmm. Is he making sure the kid is fed? Is he making sure?
But you know why they put child support there in place? They said child support is there because they distinguish everything else you do for the child. Meaning, don't do anything else but pay that child support. You get what I'm saying? Okay. That's why they say when you like now with somebody and you have a child with them, don't say, oh, I did this for the child. Because that's not on the books. That person could lie and say that you didn't do anything for them, right? So don't do anything but pay your child support and you'll be fine. That's the point of child support. If you do stuff extra and out of your thing, then that's you. But the point of child support is because that amount they give you to pay is supposed to help the your partner take care of the child. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Right? That makes sense.
I don't feel like it's correct, though.
Babe, it's not correct because we don't follow that. Are you Muslim or you're not?
I'm Muslim.
All right. But be honest, babe. I need you to
But we're talking in a general sense right now. We're talking in a general sense. Not just, like I said, we have different of supporters on this.
But what I'm saying, I do agree that if you pay everything, but that's your child support, you're good.
I feel like child support should be on the guys who don't take care of the kids.
You're still not getting me. The point of child support is not if you're a good father or not. The court wants the record, you taking care of your child. That's it.
Why the court got to know how much I'm spending on my child?
That's people who do that, babe. I don't know, but that's not something for me to speak on. And some people are deadbeats, or like some months you might.
Okay, the deadbeat dads make sense.
But even this, even you could have good fathers. One month they really paying for their child, the next month they not. One month you doing good, one month you not. You know what I'm saying? Or one month you might give a lot of money, and you think, okay, that's gonna do for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but the court makes it even. They don't do a whole bunch of money. It's evenly split between months or whatever the payment system is for you to take care of your child. So you don't say, oh, but I gave this person $5,000. That's not what the court is here for.
Okay.
I never did child support in my life, guys. So, but this is what I think. This is what I'm, you know, taking from this. And I think it's okay.
No.
I think maybe you just, your ego is in the way right now. You don't want to, so unless you're going to put your debate shoulders down and actually say like what's right and what's wrong. Okay, now to your point. Your second point was that the woman is going all around the world ruining the guy's name. I don't know what that has to do with this situation.
Huh?
You said the woman goes all around
jealousy.
The world.
Jealousy. I said jealousy. I said sister.
Oh, okay. That's what I was saying. To the woman that I know, we try until we don't. Okay, and best believe, if I leave someone, I don't care who you end up with because I know why I left you.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I'll be doing is praying for that sister. that's all I know. I don't care who you end up with.
Binda, this is not to you, okay?
I just want you to know. I can only speak of how I feel. I don't know why somebody will be jealous. Maybe if he cheated on you with that person, then I could understand that. Or like a lot of things will happen is the guy will get a second wife and then that becomes the situation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you don't talk to your wife about, you have some mercy and have some sympathy, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't expect rah, 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 and you're going to get peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's like backbiting is haram anyway. So if you're doing that, nothing I could do. And a lot of the times nowadays, it'd be the guys that be gossiping more than the girls.
Here we go again with this gossipy combo, babe.
No, because it's
we
like...
We don't gossip. We just conversate and about what's going on in our life. And we joke about some stories that we heard about.
Everybody's marriage comes up in your conversations like, what? How do you guys know this? No, not you. What I'm saying in general is that even in workplaces that are just men,
uh-huh.
You will tell that it's more toxic than when there's women.
Well, you mean toxic? No. Don't do that. Brothers are not toxic.
Oh my God, you guys are actually.
What do you mean toxic? Like toxic what? With each other?
No, like.
Like beef?
No, not beef. Me and like.
Okay,
The gossiping, the sneaking around, the backstabbing—that is what I'm talking about. Yeah, you find that a lot in men workplaces more than women.
Yeah.
I'm not saying women don't gossip, but in this century that we in. They neck and neck, brother. I don't know if men don't got nothing much to do anymore with their life or what.
When you say gossip.
Talking about other people. Talking about things that don't have nothing to do with you.
No. Brothers don't talk about that like that. They don't. A lot of times, I feel like brothers, when we conversating,
mm-hmm.
we're conversating about what? Our own life experience. Someone's talking about their life experience.
That's you, my love. That's you.
Okay,
not everybody's like that.
Okay, but I'm just saying, from the guys, like you were saying, the guys that I know of.
Can I say something
one time? No, I'm saying the guys that
I... One time I heard something about me from another guy. And this was absolutely false. But I'm thinking, how can someone make this up about someone?
When?
This was like earlier, like before I got married and stuff. Like when I was younger. Like it was like gossip going around basically. And I'm like, And the fact that you're okay sharing this around, you don't know if it's true.
Mm.
I feel like, I don't know, but like at least if me, if I'm spreading gossip.
It all makes sense now, babe.
No. Seriously.
You are traumatized.
If I'm spreading gossip, I'm going to make sure it's true.
Mm.
Or I'm going to end the gossip with, I don't know though. I'm not 100%, but these men really be out here snipping and snapping after people like it's the truth.
Okay.
SubhanAllah, we gotta fear Allah.
Babe, 100%. Now I understand why you was going so hard. This is from because, experience. No,
this is a life experience, babe.
Okay, but that's why I was trying to.
Babe, you've been through stuff where you heard stuff about yourself. You've never been through something where you heard and you just like, what? You never been through that?
You talking about work wise?
In life, your life.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, like it happens, but you know, I don't
know. Mainly work wise, but.
And you work with men.
Yes, that is true.
Oh, so I don't know, brother. It's
okay, not, you got a point
what
there.
What you telling me ain't making sense.
Yeah, you got a point there. I ain't not that I thought about work wise, yeah. Because I'm thinking you talking about my boys, because like I said, we talk about our life experiences.
I'm not talking about anything particular. It's not only you, though. Like, you're not the only man in my life that I hear stories.
I gotta make sure, you know, I stick up for my brothers.
So who do you think won that? The child support divorce thing?
I did win the child support.
Babe, you were quiet for most of the time. The child support, I explained to you about the child support.
No. I feel like I won that one. I feel like you, wait, no. Which one would I want? Yeah, the divorce child support. I want that.
I don't think you want the divorce because we discussed it. I told you why child support is set in place and why you should not be doing.
Okay,
if someone puts you on child support, you should not be doing nothing outside of that child support.
Babe, but that's not for everybody. That's not for everybody. That's not. Situation you made it seem like.
Okay, I don't know.
Like
you know something. I never said deadbeat. I said someone could be doing great, get $5,000 one month, but if it's not on the books.
Is that fair?
I mean, why would you do something if you're on child support? You literally, before you agree to a child support claim, they literally explain to you, whatever you do outside of this child support, we do not know about. They explain that to you. And you decide to do it outside of that. I know you love your child. I'm not saying that.
So you're pretty much saying, sorry. So what you're pretty much saying is, if there's a child support set on somebody, like the husband has to pay, let's say, $1,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be buying his kid anything else.
That's because up he's for paying him that. To do. Listen to me. But what the court did.
Let me finish.
What the court.
Let me finish.
Okay, go.
Let me finish, love. Pretty much. So whatever he pays, that's it for that kid. No food, no nothing. I already paid the child support.
Yes. That's how child support works.
That's wild to me.
Like I'm saying, you don't have to do nothing. You could do more than that. But what I'm saying,
oh no,
child support. Can you listen? Child support, they go off your income, right or wrong?
Okay, I don't know. Right?
They do, and they pull it from your pay stubs. You get paid. That's how they pull it.
Okay.
If you decide to do something outside of that, which I think any loving father would do, I'm not saying don't do that. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, I ain't doing
but
that.
But if you choose to, can you stop saying that?
But I'm saying that's crazy. Like, why are you paying this?
But and then let me tell you something. Why is not every woman is a bad woman, right? Mm-hmm. She probably put you on child support because of other reasons. You don't know why. You have to actually know who you're dealing with. Before you have kids with someone, that's why you gotta know who you're having kids with.
That is true.
Right?
That is true.
Because what if
right
she
there.
Appreciates the stuff you do on the side? Like, say, for example, you don't make that much at your job, right? Mm-hmm. But you got a side gig that the court don't know about.
Okay.
Right? So they gave you, like, okay, based on your little income, you're giving $75 a week. You'll be honest, that's not doing nothing for anybody.
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay. So you give her money on the side and she appreciates that. You don't know who you're dealing with, though.
You're right. That's why it's so important, brothers, for you to know who you're dealing with, who you're marrying, and who's going to be the mother of your child.
And sometimes,
if it's a great woman, alhamdulillah. If it's a terrible woman,
sometimes, like, God puts people in situations where you don't know, you know, and it happens to you, and that's okay, you know?
And because you think I'm a, same thing for the sisters. Whoever you want to have a kid with, make sure it's a guy with hammy, with that is going somewhere or looking to go somewhere, you know, who's striving, working hard, you know what I'm saying? Not a
bataranchere. That one is
boys. Yes.
Watch him.
Bataranchere is not a curse. That means a person who's useless person.
Someone someone who wants to be a provider.
Yeah, someone who wants to really step up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You understand the concept of child support, though?
Yes, now okay. I get it.
So you can't be mad when you go outside and you hear somebody saying, yeah, she put me on child support, but I'm giving her $5,000 a month. Why are you doing that outside of your child support? They literally told you don't do that. I know you being kind, but don't be mad.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Okay. I hear you. You got that.
All right. Next point.
The divorce one was supposed to be my the nail in the coffin for me.
I have some points if you want me to
go talk. Ahead. Make some points and I'll refute it. I rebuke it.
Mine is on the kids point.
Huh?
Kids, having kids. Who does that affect more?
Damn.
If you want to just give up right now, just give up right now.
No. Mm-hmm. I feel like having kids.
Wait, when I say this, I mean take consideration pregnancy and everything that entails.
The journey of pregnancy.
Not just after the baby's here.
Okay.
Or not just when they turn two.
I'm about to say, you can't just. No, we're going to do the whole in general factor.
I love that. Keep it going.
The whole general factor. Mm-hmm. The beginning is the woman, the sister.
For the first 9 months.
Yes.
When you have no connection.
And then she's feeding the baby, breastfeeding.
No. Stop at the pregnancy. Stop at the pregnancy right there.
The pregnancy, the 9 months, mm-hmm. is the sister.
You have no connection to that child.
But also, the guy goes through some things too.
Oh, really? Tell me what you've gone through.
He goes through a lot of emotional damage because she's coming at him.
But hello.
Babe, what? The whole emotional roller coaster, the guy has to deal with it.
Okay.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
The guy has to calm her down.
Mm-hmm.
The guy
isn't has that to the least it? You could do?
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Isn't that the least you could do?
I'm just saying. I'm just keep, babe, we bringing points from both points of view, right? Mm-hmm. So like I said, that was not an error. That was me myself, okay? Just so nobody, what did he just say? But anyways, so the guy deals with the whole emotional roller coaster part of it. Mm-hmm. And the sister having her cravings. He got to get up at night. Not saying you.
Oh, because you never got up at night.
I never got up because you never got me up to wake up.
No, because I know if I ask you, you ain't going to do it.
I'm going to get up and go.
If I said go to the 7-Eleven, get me something, you going to do it?
7-Eleven? What time?
In the middle of the night, brother.
I'm getting up.
Babe, be honest.
I'm not getting up.
Okay, bro, thank you. Don't be acting here like you some TV dad.
You know me and my sleep.
I wouldn't even do that, to be honest.
Yeah, but like I said, we're talking about general concept.
Wait, let me know when you're done
there
with pregnancy.
There are some sisters that wake
on.
The brother up and tell him, I need this right now.
Rightfully so. That's okay. The least you could have
done. I'm not going to say that's a problem.
Don't pass pregnancy. Stop at pregnancy and I'll talk.
Okay. So, like I said, it's mm-hmm. mainly the sister, but the brother has his little things that he deals with too. Okay. But the sister is the one who goes through the most.
Okay. So.
Because she is the one carrying the child, which... Mm-hmm.
Her health is depleted.
Yes.
Muhammad, my iron was a zero. I had to get iron infusions.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Like, that alone, bro, for the first 3 months of my pregnancy with Muhammad, I could barely eat.
Uh-huh.
I could barely even stand and take care of myself.
Yeah.
But I still made sure you had something in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
You didn't ask me to do that. I did that the kindness of my heart.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we got that. The sister got that.
I said that.
Birth.
Of course, it's a sister. What can I do?
Okay, nice. Happy you know that. Next.
Now when the baby's born and grows a little bit,
mm-hmm.
it's both.
No, brother, you skipped the stage. The newborn stage, so about 1.5.
1.5?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like for the sister, it's mainly the months that the child is breastfeeding, mainly.
That's what, when I say 1 to 1.5 to 2, I'm talking about breastfeeding stage.
You talking about, if it's breastfeeding stage, of course, but my thingy is the guy also does his part.
What, are you breastfeeding?
No, babe, when Bob was drinking Enfamil and stuff like that.
Not everybody does that, though.
What do you mean?
Some people don't give Enfamil. You know that, right? Some people just strictly breastfeed.
Man, right.
Yeah, what that?
Okay, I hear you.
I did that because I went back to work. I'm not there with him every, so he got to, you know, have Enfamil.
So, on that regard, it's based off of experience, but I feel as though.
But even the Enfamil, babe.
Waking up in the middle of the night.
Bye-bye. Look at me, babe. We've had this conversation before. When until Muhammad got to about a year, and every time he woke up in the middle of the night, you woke up a good handful of times. And that's because I had to breastfeed him back to sleep.
Okay.
So what you was there for? You got up and looked at us? Babe, we even said this. When Muhammad cries in the middle of the night, I'm first to hear it.
Yes.
It's not in your nature to get up.
Sometimes I wake up, but yeah, it was mainly you. Now we'll be waking up a lot. Okay.
Now I'll be having to thank you to get up. Stop playing.
Stop for the lightning decky. My can be mungwa.
But I'd be having to wake you up. And you see, now the stage that we have, Muhammad sits closer to you, and sometimes I have to wake you up.
But I get up, right? Who gets up, though?
No. Now he doesn't need me to breastfeed, so now you have to go soothe him. Okay. That year and a half when I had bags under my eyes, I'm paying for it right now. I'm stealing.
Man, we was both having bags in our eyes, though. Because I was waking up sometimes soon. Babe, I think you're really forgetting. I'm not even going to chat.
I'm not. I said a handful of times out of the year.
No, a handful means like five. It's countable. No way. It's not that. It was way more than that.
No, babe. What you did was get up and give him to me from the bed.
Okay, exactly.
But that was it.
And then put him back in the bed.
No, sometimes he would just sleep next to me. And sometimes I would just breastfeed him through the night, babe. Let's be real. Who woke up more?
You woke up more.
Okay.
100%.
We appreciate your efforts, but let's be real.
Nah, because she said a handful. That kind of was heartbreaking. A handful. I'm like, all the times you woke me up in the middle of the night. Babe, can you go get him? I get up and get him. I bring him to her. I'm like, all right, let me see.
No, we appreciate
you. No way, you're going to put him back. I'm like, oh, man, now I got to wait.
Okay, so now that's out of the way. Next is after the stage. The stage Muhammad's in right now.
Uh-huh. Who gets up more? You literally said it already.
Yeah, you get him because he don't need me. I'm taking my break, bro. I was doing this for how long? Now it's time for you to suffer. But seriously, though. But now you got to, like, you know, this is how it is. That's what I'm saying. Back then, I was giving more.
And then now.
Now you giving more. And okay. It is what it is.
I hear what you mean.
But now, forget about that.
So your point from the start was the perfect.
If you would have left that, I would have not bodied
you
like that.
Body alive.
But anyway, now Muhammad, the stage he's at right now.
Yes.
Who's kind of taking care of him?
You just said it.
No, now. I think it's a little bit more balanced now. But the thing that I do that you still are not doing is the food part. I provide his meals daily.
Yeah.
And even with you,
I'll be making his food there. Like his salmon bowl, his breakfast and stuff, I'll be doing.
On the weekends, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're not finna do that. When I'm here, I do my part.
But even that, babe, can we be honest? I had to teach you how to make his food.
Yes, but yes. At the end of that, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, but what I'm trying to say, my brother.
It was already there for
the
you.
The primary caregiver knows how to do this already. The primary caregiver should know.
I am the primary caregiver, though, now. I think I earned that spot. Lie. Primary, we could both be primary, you said. We're both primary caregivers of Bob.
Anyways, I'm not even going to dab on this. It's like you were taking us backwards. But what I'm trying to say is...
Are you calling me slow?
Now, after this age, uh-huh. Depending on the gender, is who, you know, is more interactive with the child, you know? Yeah. If it's a boy, they usually tend to go with their dads. And if it's a woman, they usually tend to come with their moms. So, you know, that is like after this stage. But when it comes to kids, I think women.
Sisters.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's like, even like, say if you want to go on vacation, babe, right?
Yeah.
No problem. You want to leave him with me, right?
Is that not the same for you?
Listen to me.
No. Is it not the same for you?
Babe, can you listen? You're cutting me off here, sweetheart. Listen to me. If you, culturally, not only the family that we are trying to, you know, make and form, is that we both are parents in this. We both signed up for this and we both take on the same responsibilities. But culturally,
uh-huh.
When our dads go on trips, we with the moms.
Culturally. Our dads don't go on trips.
Babe, I'm just saying. Let's be real.
No, you said culturally. We're going to be realistic. They don't go on trips.
Okay, forget about you. You going outside for a haju, like to do something. Nobody go with the dad.
You right.
But with the mom, everybody, the mom.
You right on that.
You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
No matter what, these kids are embedded to you. Alhamdulillah, that's a mercy from Allah and a blessing from Allah. But what I want you to understand, that a woman's life changes drastically. And even like when I'm outside, babe,
uh-huh.
I know how we move when we outside. We're very different. Men and women, we're very different. If I walk outside and I see something like outside on the clothing rack and I know Muhammad needed it, I know he needed it. I'm going to buy it immediately. But you might see and just walk about it because you don't think like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You don't think, okay, oh, my son needs this right now. No, because you're not constantly there knowing what's, you know, keeping inventory of
what
yourself.
He needs, yeah.
Exactly. I may tell you, buy this, and you buy it, no problem. But you don't think like that.
You got a point.
You know?
I'm not a lie. You buy it.
Woman, you're constantly thinking in your head, oh, wait, we don't have milk. oh wait, do we have this? Do we have this? Yeah. Do we have this? Okay, yeah, no problem. I'm gonna tell you, but for men, sometimes it's not like that. I'm not saying not all men. Some men be doing their thing there.
Damn.
But you know what I'm saying?
I ain't in that group, is what you're telling me, bro.
I think it depends how you was raised.
Okay.
How you was raised. Because, you know, growing up in my household, my dad is the one that is...
checking the list.
He buy the list of groceries. We don't even need to tell him what we need. He already know what we need. He asks us, do we need to buy it? My dad was there for us. He went to our appointments. He made sure our school trips and them. It just depends how you was raised.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And my mom was there. She was the house. She was in the house. She took care of us great. Okay. But, you know, but I think maybe because they were both immigrants, but my dad had a better lead on that.
Yeah, because he probably was here before her and stuff. Exactly. So that's what he was doing beforehand. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll step up on that. I'll look in the fridge. Well, we need in the fridge right now? Let me go check the fridge. Not let me stop.
No, honestly.
My thing is, you just give me a list and I just go buy the groceries.
But why do I have to create a list? Why can't... I mean, honestly, for me, I'm the one that cooks.
It's like a balance.
I'm the one that cooks, so I know what we need and stuff like that. Yeah. But my dad, my mom cooks, but if she needs something, she will also just tell him to add to the list.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, alhamdulillah, though. You know what I'm learning?
Mm-hmm.
Or what I learned today?
All right, what did you do?
Biagi, why did you bring this combo up?
I don't know why.
And I thought I was going to eat.
Even though, babe. Even though.
No, wait. Can I say? I really thought I was about to eat and body. And then I was
afraid for you because of this.
And then you just came back.
Babe, I made good, valid points. You made good, valid points. But I still am not going to sit here and say men get more out of the marriage. No. Everyone has their
sisters get more is what I said.
No, you say men get more. I wouldn't say men get more.
But pretty much what you're saying is that's what you're saying.
No, I still would not say that. Oh, just because
you say you're not going to say that.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I get what you mean.
You're everybody saying, has
even
a
though
job.
You made your points,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to say, oh, this guy gained more.
Exactly.
Well, then I said sisters gained more.
No, yeah, you had like 2 points, so I don't know why you would. But what I'm trying to say is.
But I was in a body, that's why.
I love, like, everybody, you know what you sign up for. You have to know what you sign up for. You have to know that it's not 50-50. This is not something that's 50-50. Okay. Marriage is never going to be 50-50.
At all. It's not so. Yeah, so everybody has their part.
Everybody has their role.
And the man has just a little bit more. Now that's not me. That is said.
What you mean?
My island. Like for
who's
example,
the island?
Island, like a Tuana.
He
was saying,
that?
I forgot the name. Well, but he was saying like, this is how marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 50-50,
mm-hmm.
the man has 51.
Okay,
no matter what. Okay. It's not like a big difference. Like if you takandi like the responsibilities and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like Islam made it that the man still
takes
has to
more.
Step up.
Yeah, I agree.
More than the sister.
Mm-hmm.
She got her part.
But
don't
that
get
doesn't
me wrong.
Mean a woman is not doing
it. Yeah. It just means as the guy, you were supposed to step up.
Yeah.
And I heard that. And that's why I said sisters gain more, but I guess I didn't look too deep.
Like to be honest, what you mean I'm gaining more? You think like, let's be honest. In my head, I'm thinking, I came here to have kids and fill your house with kids and put barakah into your house, provide your food, your fridge with food.
Uh-huh.
How the hell am I gaining? I was at my mama's house and doing half of this stuff.
Okay, you know what it is.
Marriage is beautiful. What I'm not saying don't get married because of all these stuff. No. But what, if anything, I could have stayed at my mom's crib. I wasn't doing I was helping there, but I didn't have to care about no real bills or taking care of somebody. Like, nobody was relying on me.
Okay, you know what it is, babe?
Mm-hmm.
I think when I was thinking of this,
mm-hmm.
I was going on a general basis, not only Islam.
But that's what
that's where I messed up at.
If we lived in an Islamic country.
Yes. If we were going based off of the general, mm-hmm. I think I would have bought it. But because what you made, the points you made, mainly,
I think
you
even
shut
if
it out
I
with
think
the whole,
was doing general, it still be like a things. That's
no, if we going by the kuffar's way, the sisters gain more.
I mean, hey, they do divorces, and you gotta split whatever you came. Well, I don't know about that. That ain't my business. Uh-huh. Allah gave me Islam, and Islam is perfect, and that's how.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
going
what I said. That's what I said.
If
we going by Islam, there's no way. It's a debate. It's even
no,
possible.
Babe, it's still a debate because you still had some points about the child support, and I told you about them, and then we talked about kids and all those type of stuff.
But Islam does not approve of child support. I don't think it does.
That's not what I'm saying, though. We still talked about it, though. At the end
of
the day,
we talked about it.
But
what do you think? Islam does it approve of
I'm
it?
I'm not 100% sure, actually. I don't want to talk
about
it. I'll
ask Alim about that because I don't think it's approved.
I don't know about you, but I still know you have to provide
for your child. You have to take care of your kid. Yeah. You have to do your part. But for them to put a price on it, I don't think that's how it is in Islam. I doubt it. Okay. Or even the divorce of the lady getting half.
No, that's not allowed.
Definitely not allowed.
Don't you got to get a dowry back if you get divorced?
No, it depends.
If he wants it back?
If the sister asks for the divorce, then that means the dad, the sister's the father of the bride has to give the dowry back. Mm. But if the guy asks for the divorce, that's nothing.
Yeah,
okay. Like, not in a void. But she only takes what she came with and what he gave her. That's how it should be. It's very fair. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I understand how some sisters would say, some sisters would be like, but let's say, for example, they get married. Now they're stay-at-home moms. They got nothing to their name, which makes sense. Awesome. There's some sisters that would think like that.
Yeah, but you can't expect to take anything you ain't come with.
No. But they'd be like, because of that, mm-hmm. that's why they wasn't working. They didn't have a career for that. So they was married for so long. That's why the whole divorce of giving money. I understand that point.
I'm confused. I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't know if I'm confusing the
you're saying here. That they say they're a stay-at-home mom, so they don't have nothing when the divorce comes, so now what they want.
Yeah, so what they say is, right, from what I heard, is why that divorce is fair in some sisters' eyes is because they were stay-at-home moms. They wasn't working a job.
Basically, they tied to being a stay-at-home mom.
No. Mm. So now we get a divorce, right? I don't have a job. I don't have money in my account. Like that, you know what I mean? Because I wasn't working. So, and then I got the kids and whatever. So now it's like, you left me with zero or whatever you gave me, which you could have probably gave me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they feel like, they deserve some type of compensation, which I feel as though.
I mean, if that person has kids with you, of course, they deserve something.
Yeah, but
you have to take care of your kids.
Take care of the kids, not the sister no more, though.
Because
that's not my responsibility no more.
She's not your responsibility. You don't say that.
Not the kids. The kids is. Okay, the sister is.
She's not your responsibility.
My fault. I don't mean it in a disrespectful way. What I'm saying is, yes, she's not your responsibility no more.
Mm-hmm. That's right? True. Just take care of your kids.
So you take care of your kids. But then again, I also want to sympathize with them because I understand.
Yeah, I definitely get it too. You spend your whole
life with this guy.
Yeah.
And then he just leaves you out and dry.
It's not fair.
I think situation. There's rulings on some things. We don't know the depth of it, which I don't want to speak on it.
Right.
But one day, because I remember
having a convo with someone. Because what if she get remarried and her husband take care of her?
Yeah, but I remember having that convo with someone. I was like, damn, that's kind of...
Like, how would you feel you was in that situation?
That's
like,
why
I
was like, damn.
I came with nothing. I left with all these kids.
Nothing but kids, exactly. Which, that's why I was like, you know what? From that perspective, I could say I kind of understand, but then I'm not going to say yes because I don't know what Islam Abu says on it. So we're not going to say something that Islam Abu says no. It's against that. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. No.
Yeah,
Allah knows why he put things in place the way it is. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be that way.
Definitely.
Now, I'm not saying that's not what is not allowed because, like I said, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But from that point of view, because I know probably some sisters, but I'm going to stay at home. Yes, sister, we addressed that too. I don't know how that's going to work for you, but maybe the guy would be a sympathetic guy and he'll give you some type of money if he has it.
Yeah, a stay-at-home mom is not easy. It's not for the week.
It's definitely a tough thingy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel like it should be a matter of if you're married and if your husband
should be giving you something.
There you go. If your husband is telling you he don't want you to work, he wants you to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm not trying to cause fights in anybody's marriage. This is just my advice. All right. For the sister, I feel as though your husband should compensate you because taking care of a kid.
Oh,
it's a job itself,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's a very difficult. Trust me, I've
seen people will leave by
with me, and I'm like, damn, this kid don't sleep.
But even you have to think like, the kids aside, this person is taking care of your home.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So at least they're doing some type of compensation. Yeah. I feel as though because if you telling her to be I'm saying if you like, no, I don't want you to work. I want you to be a stay at home mom.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's different if the girl don't want to work. I'm not saying that's a whole other story because that's your choice.
I mean, to be honest, she doesn't have to work. She doesn't have to.
But yes, but what I'm saying, if she doesn't want to work.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
You understand what I mean?
It's you don't even have to work. Just have something going for yourself. Do something for yourself.
But yeah, I mean, it would be good to give her money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if she's a person who says she want to work and you said don't work, I feel like you need to compensate that sister because that's kind of crazy. Don't work. Okay, I'll give you this an allowance, let's say, so to speak. Now, if she want to splurge her money, that's on her. But you was Now, when if y'all do get a divorce, that was on her. Yeah. You was doing your part. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's fair, but that's just my opinion. I might be wrong.
And I agree with that too. If you want your wife to be a stay-at-home, it doesn't have to even be like physical cash. Like maybe she wants to start like learning how to sew, pay for those classes, or she want to learn a trade, like a house trade or something like that. Do help her out, you know, get her started, so that way she could feel like purposeful in her life, you know.
Yeah, yeah. But if I offended anybody, I apologize. That was not my intention.
And me too. You know, this child support talking and divorce and stuff like that is something we never went through.
Yes. So we don't know.
So we just talk about that little stuff that we know. And,
that
you
we
know?
Heard, mm-hmm. seen from some people or some things I've seen on shows. And I'm like, hey, no way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, reality shows.
We pray you hope that we hope that you guys could forgive us if we did offend anybody.
Because it was not to be an offensive matter.
But I definitely took that W.
You might think you took that W.
I took that W, and like, look at how humble a woman is. I ate you up, but I'm still sitting here saying it is not amazing.
Says the sister who said she's humble, but she just said she ate me up. Humbleness is not like that.
Because I want you
you're
to understand,
about beating
brother.
Me in yeah.
And when you first brought this topic to me, I said, "Nah, I don't really want to talk about this. You should have just listened."
Because she was already preparing.
I wasn't prepared. I just don't like to put like. Couples against each other, like,
no,
why
not a matter of
but it's like it became like a debate situation. Like, nah, we give on now. We, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's the point of this podcast. We get different perspectives. That's
maybe
what
I'm kind of sensitive.
I honestly feel it. I'm sorry, but I think our podcast, the purpose of it is to pick out the brother's brain and pick out the sister's brain.
Yeah.
Because you see how I just pick out your brain on this matter, and I'm like, damn, I gotta shut up. If I didn't pick this out, I would have thought my purpose or my point was 100% correct.
The type of person you are, next week you're going to go hollering that same stuff.
No, I'm not.
You're going to forget everything I said, bro.
But honest to God, like, I feel like you're, like, for us brothers, sometimes we'll stand so firm on something.
Yeah.
Right? And we're thinking, like, I thought I was correct. I'm like, yeah, they gave more. But then you just broke it down like this, and I'm like, damn, we gave more. And you know what I mean? Like, it kind of made me humble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's why I feel like this podcast is to open, see what these guys thinking, because I feel like there are some brothers that think just like me. Now I got humbled. I don't know if y'all gonna get humbled, but maybe it'll open their mind up a little bit too.
And can I say something about the finances part? You know, y'all probably took the W on that, but let's be honest. A lot of the time, in the West, the wife is contributing somehow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying it may not be like the bill. It might be that y'all got food stamps. She paying for the food in the house, right?
You got a point.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not just 100.
She don't want me to get one dub.
I think like,
you could just let me have that at least.
Let me say, I think women are, and a woman with a good heart wouldn't want her husband to struggle.
Yes, that's
so
true.
So she will help her husband in any way possible. It may not be a lot.
Yeah.
But hey, it's helping you take something off
some
your back.
Something
to care
off of you, yes. Some weight off your shoulders. 100%. You are 100% correct. I still get that point, though. You're not taking that away from
one
me.
One out of
five.
Anyways, we're going to wrap today's episode
up. One and a half, actually. I feel like
up.
I bodied on the thing, but then you got your... So, yep.
No, it's because I feel like the problem with you, babe, you sit here and you're so adamant on the things you have to say with no knowledge.
Damn.
Like, you really come here and say, child support is da 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 da, and you have never even read any law based on child support. How can you talk and you have no knowledge?
We're going based off of stuff we've seen.
This happened.
And
what
heard.
You've seen, but no facts.
Seen?
But no facts. This is hearsay.
Heard.
Hearsay. Yes. You go to a court and you say, she said, he said, you out of there. But anyways, what I'm trying to tell you
I
is,
was trying to wrap up this episode, but this, she's trying to keep on bodying me.
Babe, this happens a lot in our relationship where you be like, yeah, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do that. Research? Did you do any research? Did you read about it? I don't know, man.
Yeah. Okay. I've been humbled.
I hope you learn from this is to do research before you come sit with me.
Before I come... To do a big debate like this.
Right.
Don't worry. Next time, brothers, I ain't gonna lie. We took the L this one. But brothers, I got you guys. Next one, I'm coming hot. And I'm gonna come with so much facts that it might blow her mind.
Yes.
But then again, the problem is, even if I'm correct, you're never gonna admit it.
So. No, I will admit it. I will admit it.
There was a part I got to rewind.
I gave you the financial part.
No. There was a part I said something and I was correct. You didn't when I gave it to me.
I mean, somebody did tell me that I brush over things.
Yes, you did. Literally,
but I still feel like my point is valid. But anyways, if you guys have any topics you would like for us to discuss, leave it in the review section and we'll happily, you know, look at them and, you know, talk about it. Yes,
because we really do be looking at these reviews to hear what people are thinking.
And we appreciate everyone who leaves us a review.
And just so you know, like I said, we ask for your forgiveness if we bothered you guys or disturbed anybody or the topic was sensitive for somebody. It was not that was not our point. Like I said, the point was to break it down because I really had an ego thinking I was correct.
If anything, Ben Biagi, he don't want to talk about it.
No. Like I said, I really had an ego about this, and then I've been humbled today, which is the main part of this podcast. It might benefit someone, it might not. May it benefit everybody that listens to it, inshallah. You know what I'm saying? But yes, we ask for your forgiveness.
And there's many things that happened in the marriage that we didn't bring up, you know, but those are just there for
the little things or whatever we could think about in the moment. So we would love for you guys to leave a review about, let's say, what part you agree on and disagree on and why you disagree on it. What was your
favorite part,
And what was your favorite part about this episode? The part that you hated?
Yeah.
I bet you a lot of it is going to be about me, but hey, I'm willing to. I'm ready for all that smoke right now. You get? But
you ain't stick up for the bros, man.
I did stick up for bros. I really tried, but I'm not going to lie.
This podcast, I talked a lot.
This is the most you've ever talked in an episode, but I'm not even gonna lie to you, brothers. I tried. I really thought I was gonna body today.
Maybe you weren't the best one for this topic.
Yes, because maybe a different brother could come with a lot of different facts, and I'll be like, yeah, brothers, y'all can leave a comment too. What you felt like I was missing? It gets so I could probably do better research on that. But alhamdulillah, the whole purpose of this podcast is for laughter and sometimes serious conversations like these. You know, she violates me, and I just take it. You know, because that's what the man them got to do. You accept it. Right? You just got to accept it. I accept my loss.
Mm-hmm. Well, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sister.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Damn, I'm becoming you. I'm forgetting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers. Until the next episode. Inshallah.